going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There's no question that's an improvement. 100%. I mean, Gibbs, are you finally on board that that's an improvement?
It is an improvement.
Energy! Like, what is that horn? Like it's good. That's a good,
like
a good
song. Like New Orleans. Also, like New Orleans-ish, kind of.
Yeah, this was also the SummerSlam theme song for John Cena and Brock Lesnar.
Nice. Who won?
Brock Lesnar.
Nice. That's blasphemy, Wilhelm. You didn't know that.
Oh, it what?
That's blasphemy. He didn't.
But
know.
I know that.
That's good. Yes.
That Oprah's. That Harpo is producing Selma.
Oh, speaking of. So yesterday, for those of you who did not see this, when at the end of the show yesterday, Matt Wilhelm was talking about Selma being a movie that he would see because it's Harpo Productions.
Not and because.
If Oprah's doing it. That he's got it. Oh, that it's gonna be good.
You
for
are
sure.
Putting words in
no,
my
I,
mouth.
No, Gibbs, am I putting words in his mouth?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. In fact, it was
this
so
is like a tag team match
it was
right now.
So disgusting that Gary in Canfield at Flautomatic on Twitter tweeted right after that. I have a Matt Wilhelm 02 National Champs bobblehead. That Oprah statement means I have to get rid of it now. Hashtag bad look.
He is lying if he got rid of my bobblehead.
He's not lying. It's gone.
Okay.
There was one person who talked about
it. How do we get a bobblehead?
There was one person in support of it, though.
Yeah, see? 50-50.
Yeah, but it seems to be gone. They deleted it out of shame. I saw it yesterday at one point, and clearly they've deleted it. Oh, here we go. Dave Douglas at I Am Dave Douglas says, I'm with Wilhelm. Oprah does things right. And he did say Grand Budapest Hotel is Wes Anderson, and it is fantastic.
Oprah's worth like $4 billion. How can she be wrong?
See, like, to me, there are two types of people in this world, those who like Oprah and those who don't. And that means that clearly you and I are different, completely different people. I mean, did you used to watch The Man Show when it was back in the day when it was Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla?
Greatest show on TV.
No.
It was one of the best shows. I have the DVDs.
I don't watch Oprah. I don't watch
they
television.
They crushed Oprah on
That's
a regular
fine.
Basis.
That's
and
fine.
It was, it was
I
one
don't
of my
watch
favorite
Oprah.
Parts of that show.
I know Oprah's worth a lot of money. Oprah has is very inspirational. And that is why, and I want a little bit
oh
of a history
God.
Lesson.
He's not even like, he's not even.
I'm not backing down.
He doesn't even have like a hand shovel. He's going out there. He's excavating, digging this
what
hole deeper.
What the heck is going on?
What
here?
Is happening right now? Matt Wilhelm, what is happening?
Okay, guys, I'm not going to see the movie. I hate Oprah.
No, I didn't.
No, listen,
I'm,
it's
I'm
out.
Go
it's
see
out
the movie?
Right now.
No, you guys win, I lose.
I'm going to go see the movie. Your reasoning for seeing the movie is dumb.
I just said I want a history lesson.
No. You want to see it because Oprah's
no.
people.
Now you're
it.
Putting
Oprah.
Words in my mouth.
Oprah. No. No, he's not. That is absolutely ridiculous. Okay. We have it on. It's on record.
That's
I mean,
fine.
You said it. It's been recorded.
Sure.
It's yesterday.
I said it's an Oprah product, and I want to go get a history lesson.
By the way, speaking of you hurting yourself with Oprah comments, I think it's a sad day for our show.
Okay.
And I'm
Can we make it better?
I'm going to tell you why I think it's a sad day. Hump Day with KJ has been put on hiatus. It has been put out to pasture. And I got to tell you, inside the Cleveland Browns offices, Hump Day with KJ's debut, and it was like a shooting star, apparently. It was a quick flameout. Has everybody buzzing. Everybody's buzzing. He called out the average sales guys, the entire sales staff. Is furious. They're
they are.
Buzzing.
They're like, they oh, we're just average?
We're just average?
The judge
the
is leading
judge,
that charge.
The judge, jury, and executioner, they're ready. They're ready to throw down with
they
Kevin Jones.
We've got an amazing little arena that we could create
right
outside
here.
The dog
right
bowl.
Outside, right on this orange part of the
You've
linoleum.
Got 70,000 Browns fans watching.
Spectators.
You've got everyone in the office. We've got space.
Yeah.
For either a large boxing glove or that the sumo suits.
Yeah. And I mean, when you think about it, it was a wide range of people were called.
Or out. Joust. Could we do a joust?
I would love to do a joust.
We have,
you know
an,
we should
hey,
do?
We have an inflatable joust here.
We should do.
We do.
I'm talking. I'm not. You're talking like the gladiator,
oh,
American
yes,
gladiator
for sure.
joust? No, this is what I'm talking about. Golf cart jousting. Have you ever done that?
I have not.
It's insane. It's like jackass guys have done it. Like
yeah,
golf
for sure.
cart jousting.
Yeah.
I've done it on a much smaller scale. It is very dangerous, but it is a lot of fun.
It has to be.
It's awesome.
I mean, my God, in a golf cart, I love like trying to hit a goose on a golf court. So it has to be fun.
Dude, don't you love animals, man?
I do. I love Oprah and I love animals.
But you don't love animals?
Not geese.
I don't need
when they go, you know what, on the course.
So anyway, so Hump Day with KJ, apparently Hump Day with KJ is going crazy. John Davis is outside right now. He's got the word tizzy has been used. The sales guys are all like right now. This is destination viewing. The judge himself is walking.
He's ready to take
right
the
now.
Belt to KJ's face.
I mean, it is like out of control what's happened here. And the thing that saddens me is that I'm not sure if we're gonna be able to ever like forward this the way that it should.
I think
be.
We should text Kevin Jones and he should meander in here to whisper something in our ear. We just throw him in a seat to get two more minutes of him on air.
I think this is maybe what we need to do, is we need to have Kevin Jones. He's not allowed to be on air.
No.
But because he's a writer by nature, he could sit in one of the chairs in here. He could designate someone as his voice.
Yes.
And he could write for them, and they could speak on his behalf on air.
Could we pre-record Kevin Jones and play?
No. Okay. No, he's banned.
Wow.
He's banned. He has been.
Can we get a female to be Kevin Jones? Can we ask Kevin Jones questions?
This is what I want to do. If anybody in his rotation is listening to this program right now, because
it sounds
like there are many women out there in Kevin Jones's rotation. If they are out there right now, call us up at 216-578-0850. Again, we're talking about ClevelandBrowns.com staff writer Kevin Jones, who I thought brought tremendous verve. Zest and a supreme amount of self-confidence.
Stop using big words. It's Friday.
A supreme amount of self-confidence to our program on Hump Day with KJ. You've been in this radio business longer than either one of us. In your time in radio, is Hump Day with KJ the shortest-lived segment of all time?
Yes. It's right up there because it lasted about 9 minutes and change, I believe.
No, 14 minutes, and you can listen to it if you guys
want
to hear. If you want to hear what all the hype is about yourself, you can go down there at ClevelandBrowns.com, download the Browns mobile app, and you can get the shows every day, every segment, and that was from January 14th, and Kevin Jones segment's on there. It's about 14 minutes in length. I'd recommend the early portion of the segment, where he's talking about his rotation, then I'd recommend from 10:45 on, we've been told, because it has been flying around this office.
It has. He is calling out everybody in the office.
He called everybody out. And amazingly, he has taken today. He has fallen ill, so we want to wish Kevin Jones a speedy recovery. He has a sore throat. He's fallen ill today. And, hopefully maybe the long weekend will do him well. And by next Wednesday we can
hopefully
have him back.
Hopefully someone in his rotation can
bring
him some soup.
I was going to say, maybe he's made a call to the bullpen.
Bring him some soup. Yeah, call to the bullpen. Sometimes you got to go to the bullpen. You got to get somebody. You got to find out who's the nurse in your rotation. That's
right.
One of the things that's important.
Sure.
It's important
stop
to have
stop at CVS,
that.
Go grab some Campbell's soup.
Yeah, I'd
Panera.
Like, I was going to say Panera. Uh-huh. Yeah, Panera. Zoop. Yeah.
But you got to understand, he's 22 years old, so he's trying to ball on a budget. So it may be Campbell's soup.
He's trying to ball on a budget.
He's
a five-tool guy.
What's your go-to, Gibbs? I want your opinion too. What's your go-to for chicken noodle soup when you're ill in the city of Cleveland?
Oh, dude, for me?
Yeah.
I'm a Campbell. I'm from Lorain, Ohio. It is Campbell's soup in a can.
Come on, man,
bro.
Like just like the red and white, the old school.
The red and white old school can.
Okay,
with some Ritz crackers,
Gibbs,
or saltines.
I think you're going a different angle.
I'm going a different angle. I do like the Campbell's soup deal. I don't like all those cans of soup that have 40 different things inside them. I just need the chicken and the noodles and the broth. But I'm a big fan. There's a place on the west side. It's on Lorain Avenue. It's called Cafe Stratos.
Okay.
And it's every day they do homemade soups.
Okay.
They do three or four, and chicken noodle's always one of them. Anytime someone gets sick, it's chicken noodle.
Right now, outside of the studio, Bob Civic is doing push-ups. These sales guys are hot. I am telling you, they are hot, and they want blood. They want blood. Kevin Jones has called out.
It is going down for real.
I mean, this is – you know what? The good news is that I think what's happening in – And want to thank – here, we just got a tweet from Larry Spencer III, Cardiac Kid LS3. Says, Hump Day with KJ was the funniest segment in Browns daily history.
Wow.
Hashtag free KJ.
tweet that at Kevin Griffin.
Wow, somebody else. Weimer19, who can we tweet to reinstate Mr. Kevin Jones? That was entertainment on Wednesday. Wow, the guy's got a little bit of ground. He's got a rotation of fans apparently.
All five of his friends are tweeting like madmen.
I mean, Gibbs, I got to tell you, the studio, the Dog Bowl and Bria, if we're trying to lay it out for you folks so you can picture it, we're kind of like an isthmus.
Like a triangular room.
It is the center
of
the Berea complex.
So you have a roadway that is moving east-west and a roadway that is moving north-south where everybody walks. Like it is like –
Yeah, and one leads towards the sales. Right.
Jimmy,
and then one leads
Jimmy Haslam walks by.
Yeah, Haslam. We get one area goes towards
Ray
the coaches.
Farmer, all of them.
Since this show has started and since we've been discussing this topic, I mean, what, five sales guys have come over?
All
and started,
huddled around, one
huddled
computer
around,
listening to
they're
the
coming
air.
Over.
Other one computer. That
and here's another one. At Shugbear 72, unleash hump day with KJ, free Kevin Jones, hashtag. This is unbelievable.
You've got to tweet at him and give him some love from his bed right now.
Oh, man, KJ, we hope you're well. So, anyway, and we'll continue to give you updates as sales guys come over. And I heard that there has been – we were joking about Andrew Gribble with the Muay Thai, but I have heard now that there are sales guys that are literally training for this showdown with KJ. And I think Gribble might be left off the hook unless he's going to say, you know, for the writing side of things, be the tag team partner of Kevin Jones. But I don't think so.
And I don't
guys,
either.
I'm
there is
tell
bad
you,
blood there.
No names, please. After that segment Wednesday, I've gotten numerous texts from people within that building. No names that are asking, was he talking about me? Did he call me out? Did he say he could take me?
I mean, I
more than a couple.
I know.
Have been asking that question.
I know.
He didn't call me out, did he? He wouldn't be dumb enough to call me out.
I think he called out. In my summation, here's who was called out. Alex Shiner not called out.
No.
Brent Stelick wanted no piece of Brent Stelick.
He was brown nosing.
No, wanted no piece there.
No piece of Pettin.
No piece of Coach Pett either. But then we got to Kevin Griffin.
He said, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. So then the sales guys, an average sales guy. They're all just average sales guys. I mean, that's what's the genius of this right now. Because if you want to be a big-time fighter, you've got to have a series of opponents lined up. It's like in wrestling, when you know you're going
to
be the champ.
To get to the champ, you
got to. You got to know the path there, but you also have to make sure you have some opponents for you as, you know, once you become the champ, so there's something to go. I got to tell you, it is pretty impressive. And the tweets are coming. Paul Myers Golf, who I would have to say is one of, you know.
He's one of our MVP tweets.
He's an MVP fan. Yes. Yeah. KJ, please. KJ goes, please. He is the man. He wants KJ back. And here's a great one from our friends Timmy Terrible. Matt, can I interest you in some super soft Charmin? It's made by Oprah.
I love super soft Charmin.
Is it
3-ply?
I mean, Charmin Ultra is as good as it gets.
3-ply? 4-ply?
In my mind, for my dollar.
Softer the better.
Absolutely.
You want to wipe your tush with filler paper?
That's
like we have here at Good Karma?
That's ridiculous.
Man, it's like sandpaper.
That's ridiculous. Like sandpaper. That's ridiculous. That to me is a sign of disrespect.
Yes, it is.
A disrespect to the bum. Now, getting back to where we were. So,
regroup.
We're regrouping. Kevin Jones, homesick. So, member of the rotation. If you're out there, call us again, 216-578-0850. If not, so you're going Campbell's Soup out of the can. You're going to the west side. I'm going to represent the east siders right now. And obviously, if you're geographic, you know, non-specific, I think that you could always go to, you know, Zoop, I think, has a solid chicken noodle soup. I think Panera has a solid chicken noodle soup. I also would say that Whole Foods Market has a solid chicken noodle soup that you can heat up, although it's a little creamier and thicker than I would prefer in a situation of illness. But to me, Corky and Lenny's on the east side. You go to Corky's, you go in there, you get the chicken noodle soup. Now, I would throw a kreplach in there, which for those of you who may or may not know, that's like a Jewish pot sticker, a Jewish okay. wonton, a dumpling filled with meat. Delicious.
Nice.
And I think if you do that, you're going to be in pretty good shape. So for Kevin Jones out there, I mean, I think this is a big day. I'm almost saying that right now what just happened might be bigger than hump day with KJ. I think it's almost becoming a movement, a people's movement.
Absolutely.
I don't know, man. Iron Will tweets at us, @Browns_daily. Hump day with KJ was an embarrassment. And he highlighted a couple words in a couple letters within embarrassment. So I don't know. Maybe we're getting a little rebuttal from the fans.
He liked EMB?
No. Keep going down the word, my friends.
B-A-R?
A
like bar?
A asterisk asterisk.
Gesundheit.
Anyway, so that's where the show is starting. That's where we're at right now. If you guys have thoughts on Hump Day with KJ, let us know. 216-578-0850.
Or the best place to get soup.
Or the best place to get
Stratos.
Soup. You know, I think that's good. And I also think
Giant Eagle.
Yeah, Oprah's
Campbell
Kitchen.
Soup. 99 cents.
Oprah's Kitchen.
Hey, 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 hey.
All right. Big topic yesterday, and we'll get to this when we come back. Cardale Jones deciding to stay in school at The Ohio State University. What did you think of that decision? What would you like to see on the new uniform, since Alex Shiner would not give us any details, even though I was on Mount Rushmore? I mean, by the way, Alex Shiner put Kevin Jones on the Mount Rushmore of the Browns organization. I mean, I think that that is, alone is a designation.
But then now you don't want to be on Mount Rushmore.
Well, I don't. True. I tried to get off.
And what is the reason for that?
That's neither here nor there, Matt Wilhelm. And finally, it is the last weekend for multiple NFL games. Is this weekend's action as good as the Super Bowl? I think it's the best. I actually think last weekend's the best weekend for the NFL. You only get two games opposed to four. A lot of people say the Final Four on Saturday is bigger than the National Championship game on Monday, for example. Do you agree or disagree? Call your shot for those games. We can get into a bunch of stuff. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. Andrew Gribble will be in studio talking about the linebackers, I think one of the top position groups on this Browns roster. The Kid will be in studio momentarily. He'll be with us for the show. Matt Miller from the Bleacher Report unleashed a two-round mock draft. He is their draft expert and also really profiled Danny Shelton, in case you guys want to know who he is. And by the way, you won't believe where Matt Miller has Danny Shelton going in this draft. I had to look over it five different times before I found him. He thinks very highly of Danny Shelton. Let's just say that. So we got a lot of great stuff here. You know, where do you stand? Where do you stand? What are your thoughts on this whole KJ situation? And do you back KJ, a sight unseen? Do you back a guy who says he couldn't last in a push-up thing for a week because he has natural man strength and wants to play tennis? Or are you backing the average sales guy? Are you backing...
You're calling the sales guys average. You better be careful.
I don't think they're average. I think they're extraordinary. I'm saying what Kevin Jones said. This is Kevin Jones has put it on the marquee. In this corner, you have Kevin Jones. And in this corner, you have average sales guy. I'll tell you what. I think, you know, these average sales guys, they're serious.
They're hungry.
They're hungry, and they are
and they're
not
angry.
Safety. They are angry. They're fired up.
I've seen that bullpen. It gets ugly.
Hoo-wee.
It is ugly.
They don't call it the Shark Tank for nothing.
Nope.
My goodness. I'll tell you what. This offseason in Berea is getting more and more interesting by the second.
You've got to love it.
Have you seen a situation where you've had people, while we're on the air, just come over and start doing calisthenics?
Never.
Never
in 4 months.
Never. For me, never in... See, I started in July of 13.
I saw Carucci once do push-ups with Gerard Cherry, and I won't describe what those push-ups look like in honor of Vic Carucci.
Uncle Victor. All right, we'll be back. Let us know, where do you stand on these issues? These are important issues on this Friday. It's Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford.